now to that cyber attack on the website of Fota Wildlife Park in Cork. Fota has said it strongly recommends that customers cancel credit or debit cards used to make payments on its website since the 12th of May. It remains unclear, though, how many people have been affected. And we did ask Fota for a spokesperson today, but none was available. Joining us is cybersecurity expert Brian Honan. Brian, there's an awful lot here that we don't know, but what does this look like to you?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of information we don't have at the moment, so we don't really know how the attack happened on the website. But it does appear somehow criminals managed to gain access to Fota Ireland's website and potentially insert some of their own code on the website that would copy people's credentials and credit card information as they input that into the site. It would also send it to the criminals as well.
Is it unusual that a company affected by an attack like this would advise people to cancel their cards?
No, not at all, because, you know, those cards, card details, potentially are now in the hands of criminals who will be either looking for themselves to use to create, to do fraud, or to sell them on to other cyber criminal gangs to commit fraud. So, we can no longer, if you like, we can no longer trust those credit card details to be secure or safe or secret to the people who own those credit cards. So it would be good practice for people to cancel their credit cards and get their provider to issue them with new ones.
Mm, and I see that's something that the Banking and Payments Federation is also saying this lunchtime, mm-hmm. saying it's important that you freeze your card immediately and that you should also contact your bank if you see a suspicious transaction. Looking at the statement issued earlier by Fota, they're talking about this all starting back in May. So we're talking more than 3 months ago. Are you surprised that it's taken this long for the information to emerge?
Not necessarily, no. These attacks can be go for a period of time unnoticed. There have been similar attacks elsewhere, the largest one being in 2018 against British Airways, where over 300,000 people's credit card information was stolen from that website, and that was over a period of time as well. So, like, it is important that if people are running business websites that are processing people's personal details or processing credit card information, that they take the appropriate steps to firstly make sure the site has been developed and designed and is created in a secure way, that they are regularly monitoring the site for any unusual changes that could indicate it's been compromised. And thirdly, that they run regular tests to make sure the security of the website is at the level it should be.
Brian Honan, cybersecurity expert, thanks for talking to us.